Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the Franchepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Michael Haith, the chairman of Raintree. And Raintree is a team of outsourced franchise sales professionals to help emerging, mid-sized, and mature brands increase unit count with a comprehensive set of services. And we're going to talk to Michael about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we have a great show.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years we've been asking the Franchepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Michael Haith, the chairman of Raintree. And Raintree is a team of outsourced franchise sales professionals to help emerging, mid-sized, and mature brands increase unit count with a comprehensive set of services. Hey Michael, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I'd like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning, Michael?
Calling from Denver, Colorado.
Oh, that's fantastic. And how's the weather there today?
It's almost 60 degrees today.
That's fantastic. Wow, that's great. We're getting hit with a nor'easter here in Pennsylvania, so it's icy and snowy, so it's not so nice out today. I was yesterday I was going over your biography, and it's really quite impressive. Maybe you could tell our listeners, Michael, how you got involved in franchising.
Yeah, I found a little company about 20 years in Salt Lake City operating at a festival serving some of the very first smoothies called Maui Wowie.
Sure.
So almost 20 years ago, I got involved with Maui Wowie. We now have 450 units around the world.
That's amazing. And I'm pretty sure, you know, we've done like 400 shows up to this point, and I'm pretty sure we've had Maui Wowie on the show, you know. And what was it about franchising that you like, Michael? Because you've been doing this a while now.
You know, I like the fact that an organization and a brand can expand very quickly by putting people into business for themselves and giving them the support and essentially the operations manual and the community to do it and be successful.
Yeah, that's well said. And Raintree is quite impressive. Maybe you could tell our listeners, you know, a little bit about the history of Raintree, you know, where you started and, you know, where you guys are today.
Yeah, I've been involved with a lot of franchisor communities. I am a principal in multiples. And, you know, the missing link in franchising is franchise recruitment.
Yes.
Recruiting the right franchisees that match the culture and the community. And whether you're a new franchisor and you just simply don't know how to get above, you know, that typically five of friends and family, and they want to go national, there's not a lot of resources to know where to go to get it done. So I teamed up with some industry professionals who'd been in it for a very long time, and we created Raintree. And Raintree gives all the tools, has the network, has the relationships, to really allow young franchisors as well as mature franchisors that just kind of need some reinvigoration to go ahead and really start recruiting the right franchisees and doing it in a pretty aggressive manner. It's amazing how fast our systems are growing.
It's interesting, Michael. I spent 5 years actually studying what you're talking about to, you know, verify it's certainly true, and you know through your experience. But it's interesting that, you know, that my dissertation started off with a problem, and the problem being that, you know, one of the biggest problems for franchisors is, as you said, it's finding qualified candidates for their franchising. And this has been a problem now that's actually existed, I think they said, for like 40 years now. You know, so it's quite fascinating, you know, and I think your service is so important. And your portfolio for Raintree, I think, is very impressive as well. Do you want to talk maybe about, like, some of the clients that you work with?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, Window Genie, Screenmobile, British Swim Schools, Maui Wowie, of course, Teriyaki Madness. You know, it goes across all segments of the industry, and what really attracts our clients to Raintree is we're not involved with equity, we're not involved with royalty. You know, as a franchisor, that stuff to me is just sacrosanct.
Sure.
So we were on success fees, and gosh, if, you know, for some reason we're not getting along, it's yet to happen, we just separate ways. But we're there.
Right.
We know how to recruit the right franchisees for the right community. So when you look at that breadth of franchisor portfolio, it's really a testament to the franchisors knowing clearly who they're trying to recruit.
Wow. It's been interesting, Michael, since we started this show, it's like we started actually as a newsletter, so it would be almost like 9 years now. But at the time when we started the show and the newsletter, I mean, franchising, it was interesting. I think there was only like about maybe 1,500 systems in place, or maybe it was like 2,000. I don't know what the exact number was. But it seems like the number today is there's more franchisors out there. Some sources have even said like 2,500 to 4,000 different types of systems, and all these different industries franchising. I mean, are you surprised by that, or?
I'm not surprised. I think there's a lot of folks who believe that being a franchisor is a road to riches. Nothing could be further from the truth. There's so many franchisors that do the documentation, they do their FDDs, they do their franchise agreements, and then they're just stuck. And so, there might be 2,500 or more franchisors, but there's not a whole lot that have, say, more than 20 units.
Right, right. It's interesting because we've had some of them on our show, of course, over the 8 years. You know, I mean, some of them were like really new and interesting concepts, you know, but as we followed them over time, you know, they just couldn't seem to get to that next level, you know, for some reason, you know, which I think is why, you know, your type of service is really so important. one of the questions that we have for someone like yourself, Michael, is, you know, because our listeners or our audience, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they know in their mind, or they think that they want to get into franchising or they want to buy a franchise. What would you say to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but franchising is just simply not the franchisor. Their job changes.
Yeah.
From maybe they have a hamburger place, they're no longer involved in their hamburger restaurant as much
right.
as coaching franchisees and working with franchisees. It's a completely different business, and it surprises right. most folks.
That's true. From your experience, Michael, I mean, have there been certain characteristics? I mean, some people do better in franchising than other people, of course. You know, I mean, what have you identified those key characteristics over time, you know, what those characteristics and traits are?
Yeah, know what you're good at. One of the benefits and one of the main reasons we built Raintree was to allow operations folks to focus on operations.
Sure.
By completely separating your development arm and outsourcing it, it allows the entire team to focus on one discipline versus both.
Yeah, I think that's very profound because, I mean, operations is, of course, certainly different, isn't it? You know, and you know from your experience. And to have those operations people just, as you said, you know, just focus on operations. It does make a lot of sense, and it sounds like Raintree is certainly satisfying that need in franchising. Who gets credit for the name, by the way?
I think Jack Daniels.
He does. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're sitting around a table trying to come up with a good name.
That's good. It has a nice ring to it, by the way. I mean, I love it. You know, when I hear it, it's like, wow, that's a great name for a company. You know, and I'm a marketing professor, so I always appreciate that stuff. You know, so I said, wow, it's a very clever name.
Sometimes you need to get the creative juices flowing.
That's a great response. So, I mean, what's in the future for Raintree, Michael? I mean, you're the chairman, so of course you can look into a crystal ball and kind of predict, you know, or think where you'd like to be 3 to 5 years down the road.
You know, there's no question that Raintree has the opportunity to grow just
mm-hmm.
dramatically. The demand has increased as we've shown our results. It's the same strategy we use with our franchisors. Create demand
mm-hmm.
and then be able to choose and work with the folks who you have a cultural match with, you have the same way of looking at the world, and really being able to go off and be successful together. So it's really having a portfolio of really quality folks. We really like what we do, and our number one criteria is that we like the folks with whom we're working.
Right. It is. It's so important. And I was going over, you know, a lot of their biographies this morning, you know, on your website, you know, looking at, like, you know, the leaders and the team, you know, for Raintree. Maybe you could talk a little bit, about them and, you know, who they are and what they do for the company and things like that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's some principals who have been around who Mike Edwards has been in sales
mm-hmm.
And franchise recruitment for, gosh, 10-plus years.
Yeah.
Used to be with GNC Nutrition for another 10 years managing big systems. And his superpower really is identifying the folks who fit really well with the culture and community of each individual franchisor.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Dowling is in charge of lead generation, and his strength really is being able to tell the story. What's the story that's going to make the target group of potential franchisees perk up? How are they going to
right.
be interested in coming on board? And then there's a whole team of folks who manage the leads. So once they come in, ensuring that those calls get made very quickly, all the answers being given to the questions that are asked, being able to send out what we call the education process so the franchisee comes in with eyes wide open. So there's really three departments,
mm-hmm.
one with lead generation, one with lead management, and one with sales, and there's a large team on each division. So, you know, the key word here is team. Is
right.
a lot of franchisors have, hey, we're going to go hire a franchise salesperson, especially the the newer emerging franchisors. And gosh, what a crapshoot.
Yeah.
It may work great. It may not. They may get hit by a bus, God forbid. But it's nice to work with a team that can go ahead and cover for each other and be able
right.
to work on it, you know, 24/7.
Yeah, I think that's well said. As I was mentioning earlier in the interview, I mean, again, I think, you know, the portfolio, a lot of the franchisers that you represent, I mean, we've had them on the show, you know, whether it's just Teriyaki Madness or, you know, British Swim School. I mean, they'll have amazing stories. What do you look for, Michael, as the chairman, you know, and who you're going to take on as a client?
Yeah, that's kind of our secret sauce is we call it the sexy. How can we make this concept sexy to the right target group? Even
right.
if it's, you know, maybe a service business that,
sure.
you know, doesn't have a retail presence.
Right.
What's that hook?
Yeah.
So that's really, can we identify the target franchisee?
Right.
Do we understand the culture? And gosh, I said it before, are we going to like working with these folks?
Right.
Because
yeah.
life is too short.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
gosh, it really is that simple.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a very simple formula. And that's what I got is when I was looking at, I thought it was a unique mix of clients that Raintree works with, you know, and I was impressed by a lot of those clients that you have, you know. So I think that's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Michael, on our listeners getting more information on Raintree? Is there any website you'd like them to go to, any phone numbers you'd like them to call?
You know, I think just simply the website, raintreesales.com.
Okay.
And that's it. That's easy to remember. Or just Google Raintree, and there we are.
That's true. Absolutely. And it was a pleasure talking to you, Michael. And I'd like to already invite you back next year as Raintree continues to grow. I think you have a great service, so I'm going to certainly keep my eye on you.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Michael. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Rod Ariola, the president and co-founder of Teriyaki Bandit. And Teriyaki Bandit is a franchise opportunity that provides its customers with a healthy, made-to-order teriyaki dishes prepared with fresh ingredients that are served quickly, at a reasonable price, in a fun and relaxed atmosphere. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back for a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Rod Ariola, the president and co-founder of Teriyaki Bandit. And Teriyaki Bandit is a franchise opportunity that provides its customers with healthy, made-to-order teriyaki dishes, prepared with fresh ingredients that are served quickly, at a reasonable price, in a fun and relaxed atmosphere. Hey, Rod, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marty. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show, Rod. We've been waiting for you guys to come on the show for a while now. We would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ah, beautiful. How's the weather out there today, Rod?
Oh, it's perfect. It's sunny and probably going to be about 82 degrees today.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic.
It's really nice.
So if you guys were at a franchise show and someone came up to you and said, what is Teriyaki Madness? How would you respond to them, Rod?
I would say, well, Teriyaki Madness is a fun, fast, casual Asian restaurant concept offering fresh-to-order teriyaki dishes with unique and bold flavors. Our specialty, of course, is our grilled meats, which is, you know, composed of chicken teriyaki and beef teriyaki, served with fresh vegetables over a bed of rice. But we also offer a variety of other dishes as well, freshly prepared dishes like yakisoba noodles and spicy chicken, and a chicken katsu, which, if you're not familiar with, is like a Japanese-style breaded chicken. So, we offer a lot of different things alternatives to the typical fast food stuff. So,
yeah, this show is tough to do before lunch, just so you know. It's all but it's a great healthy alternative, isn't it? To, you know, I mean, our typical, you know, when we think of like our lunch hours and we run out, we go get like a burger or a sub or, you know, pizza, whatever it may be. It really is that nice healthy alternative, isn't it?
Absolutely.
There was an interesting study too. We were talking about earlier before the show, right? There was the MPD group. They said that 23% of consumers say that they're interested in more Asian type flavored foods. And my wife and I are definitely, you know, those people. You know, I can see that. I recently wrote a paper on Japan, how Japan wants more American food out there. But I think I see the same thing going on here in the United States, is more Americans want Asian food, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. All of our research as well and all the articles that we're reading really emphasizes the consumer's demand for different food than the normal, especially Asian style flavors. You know, our concept is I think a little safer than a lot of other Asian concepts because it's, you know, we Americanized it a little bit with the teriyaki, because everyone pretty much knows what teriyaki is and that flavor and how it's served. So. So we feel like it's a really good, healthy thing that we're doing.
Do you get the question, you know, what differentiates your Teriyaki Madness from, like, your competition? Because I guess, you know, there are, of course, other restaurants out there that, you know, that serve teriyaki. So how do you respond to that?
Absolutely. What separates Teriyaki Madness from our competition, first and foremost, is the quality of the food we serve to our guests. Our team takes great care and special attention to each and every dish prepared. We crafted a delicious menu offering bold and unique flavors, combining the freshest ingredients in each and every dish. And our customers love us for our signature sauces, which are made 100% from scratch. So, you know, we do everything in-house, and we use the best quality ingredients with a unique blend of spices. Our cooks are really experienced at making each meal fresh to order. And they prepare them, you know, to each individual's own taste and specifications. So, for example, we allow our guests to customize their dishes if they wish by making it spicy, adding extra meat, having a combination of different meats, adding extra sauces, no sauce, no oil, steamed vegetables, brown rice, fried rice. So even though it's a fairly simple menu that we offer with rice, meat, and veggies, there are a lot of different ways that you can customize it and have it. Which is, I think, a big thing of what, you know, makes it successful. Another factor I think that differentiates us from the competition is our value proposition. If you come and visit, our customers never leave Teriyaki Madness hungry, because our portion sizes are really, really big. They really greatly exceed those of our competitors. And then also everything on the menu is offered at a very reasonable price of around $7 on average. So it's a really good value, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, and customers do love that customization, don't they? You know, the ability to create their own. You know, it feels like they're like the artist or the painter, whatever it may be. You know, but people are just so different. You know, they all have different needs. You know, so I think that's very clever to come up with that. It sounds like your customers too. You know, in researching you guys, right? It sounds like your customers are loyal too. I mean, it sounds like you have that repeat sale factor. This is not a one-time sale kind of thing. You know,
exactly.
I suspect your customers come in frequently. Did you want to talk a little bit about that? I think you guys had some loyalty programs, didn't you? Or?
Yeah, actually, sure. You know, when we first opened in Las Vegas, you know, our goal was to really not go after the tourists. You know, Vegas is known for all the people that come in for the gambling and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we actually have our locations in the suburbs of Las Vegas, which cater to the locals. So we obviously we wanted to build a base of loyal customers, and which we've done, and we've been successful, obviously, at building that through, well, first of all, our food and our concept and our service, but Yeah, we've done a lot of things, you know, to market to the local area to get the repeat business. And we've done loyalty cards in the past and stuff, and that's been huge for us. But we actually recently took that away. So so we even with taking that away, we continue to grow and continue to grow the local market here. So there's customers that are just totally addicted to the flavors and the food, and you know. We know customers that come in, you know, once a day and sometimes twice a day because it's a really healthy. We have a lot of locations near gyms as well because we try to cater to the fit, you know, people that really want to eat healthy. And a lot of those guys, you know, they come in, they get a chicken breast with brown rice and veggies in a bowl, and it's a good portion size. It's not too big and not too heavy, and they come in, you know, twice a day for that. And they can customize it, you know, make it spicy or have no sauce, which that's one way we build a really good loyal base is we have a lot of different varieties as well, like I was saying before, a lot of ways you can customize it so it doesn't get boring. So
exactly. So who gets credit for the name? Is that you, Rod? I mean, what does the name actually mean, and who came up with the idea? Because it's a great name. It's got a nice ring to it.
Thanks. Yeah, we love it too, obviously. The name actually was the name of one of our favorite teriyaki shops up in our hometown of Seattle, Washington, mm-hmm. where we grew up. And a friend of ours actually owned it, and he was actually one of our early partners when we decided to start our concept in Las Vegas. So he was instrumental in helping us out and getting it started. And we took the name from him, and he was kind enough to let us use it. So we absolutely loved it, obviously, and felt it alone could convey what our brand was all about. You know, we believe the name expresses a kind of cool, hip, fun, and unforgettable brand and experience, which is what we try to offer our customers. So
I would definitely agree.
So that's where the name comes from.
That's fantastic. So how many locations do you guys have now, and you know, where are you guys expanding initially?
We currently have 7 locations open in the Las Vegas market.
That's great.
Yeah, with 2 corporate stores and 5 franchise locations just now. So
fantastic.
Yeah, and just a few short months ago, at the beginning of the year, we began really targeting growth outside of this market, markets in close proximity to Vegas for expansion. And those areas that we're focused on are Reno, Nevada, Salt Lake City, Utah, Denver, Colorado, Phoenix, Arizona, and then that huge market of Southern California.
So
we're looking at growing concentrically from our home market here in Las Vegas so that we're obviously able to confidently and realistically support the franchisees and leverage really the brand name and the advertising marketing and also the economies of scale to our advantage. So
that's terrific. So you're talking about some of the popular dishes. What's your favorite dish, Rod? To put you on the spot.
Oh, well, my favorite dish is called the spicy chicken. It's basically our chicken teriyaki stir-fried in our special spicy sauce, and it's a tasty blend of spiciness, flavor, and sweetness that's caramelized on the chicken, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. I can have that all the time, every day pretty much.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. Yeah, and it certainly is addictive. I would agree with you. You know, you were mentioning how, you know, this food is addictive. I would certainly agree with you. You know, it's just it's almost like coffee, you know. I mean, you got to have it every day once you get addicted to it. So, yeah, absolutely. So who's the perfect candidate to become a Teriyaki Madness franchisee, Rod, would you say? What are you looking for?
We're looking for a leader with an entrepreneurial spirit. They must be willing to work hard, obviously. Have strong business management skills. Also, have a really positive and fun-loving attitude, which, you know, you really can't teach that. So that's obviously a really important thing for us, to work with somebody that has a good attitude. We got to be committed to excellent customer service, be a really good team player, and really have a drive to succeed and control their own financial future. And we're also looking for franchise owners who will be actively involved in the business. The active involved owner operator is one of the major strengths that we've seen as being a success in the Teriyaki Madness system. So the other thing I wanted to mention as well is is you don't necessarily need food service experience. That's a mm-hmm. question we always get.
Important, right, exactly.
And being in the restaurant business. It's not necessary because we weren't, my partners and I, our founders weren't, except for our initial partner, but, you know, we really learned all we needed to learn from him, and it's not that difficult. But it absolutely helps if you have that experience, and it is a plus. So.
Interesting. So when someone decides that they want to go forward and become a franchisee, is there they fly out to like the headquarters, Rod? Is that how it works, or is it training like?
Yeah, definitely. You'll fly to the headquarters, and our training lasts up to about 4 weeks, depending
wow.
on how quickly they pick it up at our headquarters here in Las Vegas. And then we also have training that we do at their location prior to their opening for about a week
great.
And a week and a half. But, you know, if they need more, obviously we'll stay longer.
Absolutely. So how would you describe a typical day for a Teriyaki Madness franchisee from, I guess, like the moment they go in to the moment they go home at the end of the
right.
day?
Wow, that's a great question. And as you can imagine, a typical day for a franchisee can vary, you know, really, especially depending on the day and how long.
That's true.
And really how long they've been a franchisee.
Right, right.
So as I mentioned earlier, we require franchise owners to be very actively involved in the operations of the business, especially in the beginning. So I'll try to describe what a typical day is normally like for a newer franchisee
mm-hmm.
who he really has only had a store open for about 6 months or so.
Right.
So I would say on any given day, a franchisee will be helping with making sure the operations are running smoothly at a store, maybe doing some food prep, you know, helping on the cook line a little bit, working as a cashier. You know, they'll be hiring and training a new employee, possibly making sure they touch the tables and really talk to the guests to get to know them and,
sure.
and to make them feel welcome and all that kind of stuff. So we definitely encourage that. And they'll be, you know, checking inventory, placing orders with suppliers. They could be doing some accounting and bookkeeping work, you know, looking at their financials to make sure they're headed in the right direction.
Right.
And yeah, so they also may be going out into the local community. That's another thing we really encourage too, because that's been a big thing in our success is you know, get out there and really, you know, work with the community, do some local marketing, pass out coupons and business cards, and just let the businesses know that you're out there and know about your location. And then, you know, every day, I think, just like everyone else, they'll probably be spending some time with email and some time on the phone. And I could go on and on, but essentially the franchisee has to have, you know, really good, strong organizational skills
mm-hmm.
and the ability to multitask on any given day to be successful. That's a key.
Absolutely.
You're going to be doing a lot of different things, and, you know, fires are going to come up here and there, and you just got to be able to switch gears. That's the big
thing.
Be flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the future goals for the company? I mean, like, where do you see yourself, Rod, like maybe in like 3 to 5 years down the road?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. You know, our 3-year goal is to grow to 25 stores. That's our immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And also another thing is to have several stores in different markets outside of Las Vegas, and we're really close to doing that. So we're really excited about that. And our 5-year goal is to be up to, you know, over 50 stores in more markets. And then ultimately our long-term vision is to become a national brand and someday be in cities all across the United States.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, I was like, I can't wait for you guys to come up to Eastern Pennsylvania, you know.
It's going to be fantastic because I
love the food, you know. So you sound like you're an entrepreneur, you know, in studying your background, it sounds like you have that entrepreneurial spirit. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs looking to get into franchising, Rod?
I would say, first off, really do your homework, you know, to choose the right concept and make sure it's the right industry that is a good fit for you if you're going to do something.
Yeah, good advice, yeah.
Yeah, and one which you really believe in and could see working on a day-to-day basis. I'd say don't be just focused on the financials and how much money you will make, because at the end of the day, you've got to really enjoy and be passionate about what you're doing regardless of the money. And then also regardless of the concept, I would say make sure you try to hire the best people for your team. You know, having the wrong people in place can really hurt your business from what we've experienced and what we've learned from other people and other businesses. And having the best people will help guarantee your success. That's really, I think, any advice that I would recommend.
I think that's great advice. What's the best way for our listeners where they can get more information on becoming a franchisee, Rada? The websites they can go to, any numbers they can call?
They can go to www.teriyakimadness.com. That's TERIYAKIMADNESS.com. And there's a link there for the franchise. And they can look through there and get some information and also fill out a form, and we'll give them a call.
Yeah, and it's a great website, by the way, too. I've been to it, you know, so it's fantastic. I think you guys did a great job with that, you know. Very nice website, you know. So, and again, I'm waiting for you guys to come up here, too, Rod. I hope you guys get here soon. So, you know, good luck, and we'd like to have you back, by the way, you know, and come back maybe like at the end of the year, you know, we can watch your progression.
Absolutely. I'd love to. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Rod. You have a great day today, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisors all along. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dan Ramos and Jeff Strauss, co-founders of Wag & Wash Healthy Pet Center. Founded in 1999 and franchising since 2006, Wag & Wash Healthy Pet Center is a full-line specialty retail destination for cats and dogs that has created a community for pet enthusiasts to come and be pet people. I'm going to talk to Dan and Jeff about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dan Ramos and Jeff Strauss, the co-founders of Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. And founded in 1999 and franchising since 2006, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center is a full-line specialty retail destination for cats and dogs that has created a community for pet enthusiasts to come and be pet people. Hi, Dan. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, Marty. Thanks. Doing well.
That's great. It's great. It's great to have both of you on the show. What would you like to ask, where are you calling from this morning, Dan and Jeff?
We're calling from Denver, Colorado.
Nice. How's the weather there today?
It is gorgeous.
Is it? Well, that's just Colorado for you. It's a great place, but I know the weather's always like up and down. I heard it cooled off a bit, hasn't it?
It has. We had a dusting of snow already once, but
incredible.
We have our ski passes ready to go.
That's fantastic. It's always interesting. When I was reading about you, Dan and Jeff, it always seems like, you know, the great businesses, they solve a need, you know, or a want in the market, and I thought that was kind of part of the whole history of Wagon Wash. Maybe, you know, you could talk a little bit about the history.
Yeah, you know, we definitely were filling a need, a personal need for ourselves to begin
mm-hmm.
with. We had an aging Dalmatian named Jenny who was stuck at home 10-plus hours a day because we were both
mm-hmm.
corporate jobs. And,
right.
You know, we were just feeling guilty that we couldn't give her the attention that we thought she deserved. So
right.
the desire was to create a business that she could be by our side while we were making some income. And that's what kind of led us towards the pet industry.
Right.
That was the seed of starting the business.
The industry is fascinating, too. I mean, you know, I've been following Dan and Jeff, you know, and it seems like there is, there's been some nice growth in the industry, would you say?
It's been phenomenal growth, not only for Wagon Wash, which is really what prompted us to get into the franchise
right.
side of things, but it's, the industry was doing about, I think, over $17 billion in 1999
yeah.
when we started the store, and
mm-hmm.
this year, from industry trade publications, it is expected to surpass the mid $50 billion. So it's been about
amazing.
A $2.65 billion growth per year since
per year.
We have been in the business. Yeah.
That's fascinating. I mean, what is it attributed to? I mean, it seems to me like, I mean, the pet is certainly elevated in society, you know, I mean, going back from the 50s, you know, and it seems like every year the pet becomes a bigger part of, I guess you could say, the family. Is that really what it's attributed to?
I think that's exactly what's happened. You know, we have seen since we've been in business more and more households identifying their cats and their dogs as a family member and not just a pet. And so I think we've just hit on a niche where we've been able to tap into that emotional connection between the humans and their companion animals, and that just it keeps growing every year. And as we know, parents love to spoil and spend money on their children, and fortunately for us, their cats and dogs are their children as well.
Exactly. Who gets credit for the name Wagon Wash? That's very clever.
I really have to give credit to my sister for coming up with that name.
It's a clever
name. So I give credits and hats off to her for helping
That's
me come
great.
Up with that name.
Yeah, no, it does. It has a very nice ring to it. I know a lot of our listeners are asking Dan and Jeff to probably say, okay, you know, maybe if you can describe the Wagon Wash, you know, as a franchise. I was recently at a franchise show in New York, and it seems like a lot of the questions when someone comes up to the booth is they say, so what do you guys do? How do you typically answer the question?
Our best answer to that for people is if they can imagine that we're a Whole Foods for cats and dogs. So we're a retail destination, and we're a one-stop shop. We focus on only natural and high-quality healthy foods for cats and dogs, as well as supplements and nutrition. We also provide self-service dog washes for people who don't want to wash their dogs themselves. We have full-service grooming available. We have bakeries in each of our stores where we bake our own line of proprietary biscuits. And then, of course, we have toys and gear and supplies, all everything you need to spoil your pets in one place.
I have to tell you, I mean, when I saw some of the food, it looked good enough for people to eat, actually. I was looking at it. I said, oh, my God. It looks like a fantastic place. I've seen some of the videos on YouTube, you know, and I just think it's a fascinating opportunity.
Except for some of the liver items, I think Dan and I have probably tasted just about everything that's come out of our oven.
That's fantastic. It's really amazing. How has technology played a role in the business, Dan and Jeff?
Most recently, we've just converted our POS system to a new Lightspeed system, which has really helped us be more efficient with inventory management and all the behind-the-scenes administrative stuff that we need for, like, pricing and orders, et cetera. And it's allowed us to do that on a global level among all of our stores. So instead of being little independent operators now, we're all under one umbrella of this system. So it's really – actually, it has helped our business quite a bit.
I think also, Marty, that the technology in nutrition and food science, not only for – I mean, on the human side, it's really translated well to the dog and cat side. In you know what we're healthfully testing on dogs and cats by just feeding them and seeing if they like it or not, and going into a whole area of grain free is something that didn't exist really when we started in the business 14 years ago and is quite prevalent today.
It's interesting, Dan, Jeff, when you talk about starting the business 14 years ago. I mean, did you envision this whole thing as far as like franchising the concept when you first started, or was it something that just kind of like maybe the light bulb went off and said, you know what, you can take this and you can duplicate the concept in other locations in the United States or even the world?
Yeah, we had no idea that our business would turn into what it was going to be. It was simply something that we wanted to do, not so much as a hobby, but just more as a passion. You know, we had envisioned the one store where we would work and have our dog by our side. But, I think from the day we opened the door, we just listened to customers and tried to identify what their needs were and to anticipate those needs. And that drove our business to what it is today. When we started, we were just a dog wash and bakery, and we've become much more since then because of the needs that our customers were bringing to us. And at some point after our second store opened, we realized that we had what we felt was a great business model. We were experiencing a lot of success with it, and that is when we decided we wanted to position ourselves to be able to franchise so we could, help other people sharing that success if they were passionate about animals like we were and wanted to go into business for themselves.
That's great. This is a question for both of you. Is, you know, the answer might be the same or it might be different. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since launching Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center?
I think, let's see, this is Jeff. Marty, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I've worked in a family business for 16 years prior, before my dad's retirement, and you know, I never had the gratification from customers like in this business and in our industry. People repeatedly come back. You feel so gratified. You're able to answer questions for them, and they come back in and say, oh, this really worked really well, and we really appreciate your advice and your knowledge and your background, and you know, from our community involvement as well. They just come back in and say they, you know, they wouldn't go anywhere else, and it just, I never had the sense of community in another business as I do from our, not only our industry but particularly our business.
It's an interesting response, Jeff. You know, and you know, I mean, in talking about community, there's so many different types of business opportunities out there. You know, and again, as we said, has become part of the family. I mean, it's an important service that you're really providing. You know, so in addition to the money, it seems to me that you're getting something else, and your franchisees are probably getting something else in return.
Absolutely, it's that bond and that it's that two-way feeling, and it's great when that's, you know, when the customer comes back in and says, you know, this is exactly what we needed.
That's great. How do you feel about that, Dan? To that question.
You know, expanding on that a little bit, I think, and this just happened within the last couple of weeks. Most interesting, maybe not, but probably the most touching for me is,
mm-hmm.
you know, our company goal objective is to foster and support the bond between humans and their companion animals, and you know, we take that goal seriously, but a lot of times, you know, you don't always realize how much impact you're having on your customers until we had just got an email from a customer this week that had told us about her. She had to put her companion down, and the last thing she did before she did that is she wanted to take her dog one more time to Wagon Wash for its bath because it was her dog's favorite place to go.
Right.
And, you know, it just really opened my eyes to, we really are having an impact on that bond between
mm-hmm.
humans and their companion animals. And, you know, that was just very interesting and touching to realize that has happened.
Yeah, it is touching. I mean, the role that you're playing in their lives, you know, and the pets' lives. I mean, it's that is an emotional story. We had to, you know, last year we had to put our dog down too, and it's just say there's nothing worse, you know, but it's just something that you just don't forget. I mean, because they truly are part of the family, you know. So I mean, it's an amazing story. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
Well, you know, first and foremost, they have got to be companion animal enthusiasts like we are. It has to be someone who identifies their cats and their dogs as being family members. And, you know, absolutely an outgoing person who wants to be around other people, who wants to talk to them about pet nutrition, get involved in their pet's life, and someone who just wants to be surrounded by people who are crazy about animals like they are.
Sure, absolutely. That's great. What about the training like? I mean, once you decide that you like them, they like you, you know, and you're ready to form a franchise partnership, what's the training like from that point? Do they come out to Colorado?
Yes, we have a formal 8-day training program prior to opening up their franchise where they come to one of our company stores. And it's a combination of classroom studying on nutrition and studying on some of the industry aspects of the business. There's a lot of hands-on training where they're actually operating one of our stores side by side, learning the recipes from the bakery. So there's 8 full days prior to their store opening. Then when the franchise is ready to open, we go out to their location for an additional 5 days, 3 days leading up to the opening,
mm-hmm.
just to review and help them get prepared. And then we spend another 2 days after the store opens to help them feel comfortable with the operations. And then, of course, we have ongoing daily support and training. We've got quite an extensive line of modules that are used for training owners and staff members on pet nutrition and all the aspects of running the business. And, you know, we provide phone and email support during all business hours. So the training never stops because we absolutely know that our success is dependent on the franchisee's success.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
What's it feel like for the both of you to see that? You know, I mean, to be able to have a new franchise open. What is that feeling like for you, especially since you didn't intend to franchise this concept in the beginning, and now, you know, you're starting to see Wag & Wash franchises spread throughout the country. What does that feel like for you?
It's amazing. It's kind of unbelievable.
yeah, I imagine.
You know, when we first started the business, it was a small 1,500 square foot store.
Right.
It's grown into a 4,400 square foot store. And as we had customers that kept coming to us from further afield, you know, even deciding to grow the business in the first place. But then, you know, looking at you know, franchisees who are ecstatic about being in, you know, part of the system. And you know, I can feel their gratification, not only from them saying that, but just you know, just watching their interactions in their stores with their customers and with their staff. So it's exciting. It's fun to think that we've created something that someone else can take and run with as well.
Absolutely. What's a typical day like for a Wag & Wash Healthy Pet Center franchisee? For someone who's listening and they say, you know what, I love pets, I want to go into my own business. This sounds like something really interesting. If you were to describe a typical day, if there is such a thing, how would you answer that question?
Well, you know, a typical day is going to be a retail environment. So you're going to be working hands-on with your customers. A lot of our day is spent educating customers on nutrition choices that we have in our stores for their pets. They may be coming to us with specific needs, whether they be allergies or digestive issues, et cetera. So it's a lot of one-on-one interaction with customers, and it's a lot of developing relationships. All of our customers consider themselves part of the WAG family, and they know when they walk in the door that we may not necessarily know the human's name right away, but we almost always remember the companion animal's name, and that's the most important thing to customers. So you know, a lot of it is just spending one-on-one time with your customers and getting to know them. Of course, there's a lot of operational stuff involved. It is a retail store, so there are duties like, you know, getting your orders received, getting your orders placed, a lot of mentoring and training your staff to provide the level of service that we know is so important to our customers, and you know, dealing with staff issues as well.
That's great. I guess I can give both of you the tagline or label you as entrepreneurs. What advice would you give to our listeners, Dan and Jeff? We call them aspiring franchipreneurs. I mean, they have it in their mind that, you know, they want to go into their own business. They most likely want to buy a franchise. And we find that many of them don't even know where to begin. So what would you say to them?
I think, in a nutshell, what are your likes, desires, and what impassions you? Where's your passion at? Where's your fire at?
Yeah. It is. It's good advice, and it's been a common theme throughout the years, too. It is important because, I mean, again, if you're going to be doing this every single day, you know, and I can sense in talking to the both of you and reading about you that this is something that you truly enjoy to do, you know. It's beyond the money. The money's nice, but it sounds like you also enjoy fulfilling your customers' needs, don't you?
Absolutely. I think when you go into a job every day, even though it's got its great parts and its parts that you didn't like quite as much, you know, when you're walking in and you're just like thinking, this is really fun. I like this so much that it doesn't even seem like it's work. And yet you're getting a paycheck from it. I mean, that's really, I think, what people are striving for.
That's fantastic. What kind of location, I guess, works best, or what do you look for in a location, Dan and Jeff? I have an idea about, like, how much space you need, but do you like to be, like, in a strip mall? Maybe if you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. After working in commercial real estate for several years, really what's kind of fun about our concept is that it is such a destination type concept, because we have not only the mix of goods, we have the services where you bring your dog or your cat, or we've had people bring some raccoons and some billy goats and some pot-bellied pigs to wash, to self-wash, you know, or the grooming animals. Anyway, it lends itself well to being from a pad site location to being in line in a strip center or an end cap, or, I mean, it even works well for an entrepreneur who would be interested in purchasing a piece of real estate and redoing it or doing something ground up, which we have done ourselves as well. So so really it's a really broad arena of areas that will work well for us.
That's great. So where do you see Wag & Wash in, I guess if we had a crystal ball and we said, like, okay, 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, looking into our crystal ball, we're hoping for 2014 to have a nice, sustainable, conservative growth. We'd love to have about 10 more stores open in 2014,
right,
and then going from that point forward, maybe start looking at, you know, a dozen or more each year after that, and just definitely seeing the business going nationwide. You know, we are in Colorado and Arizona right now, but we're excited to be positioned now to be able to take it across the country. So we'd like to see a nice, sustainable, slow, and comfortable growth.
And it sounds like, yeah, not, you know, too big, too fast, Dan, is what you're saying, or it sounds like you're saying, you know, which is I think is great, you know, to not have 3,000, you know, by the next year would be a little overwhelming. You know, in doing the show 7 years, you know, we've seen some franchises, of course, you know, grow too big, too fast, you know. So, I mean, that sounds like a nice, steady growth plan, you know, for the business. So I think that's fantastic.
I think with to expound on what Dan said, I think that since our goal is to be so service-oriented to customers in the store, we need to make sure that we can provide that same high level of service to our franchisees as well. And that's what we intend to do.
And I guess it's going to be interesting for the both of you, too, you know, in seeing that growth. You know, I mean, I guess your roles will also change over time, you know, as you bring in more franchisees and things of that nature. So it sounds like, you know, the next 3 to 5 years is going to be very interesting for you. So I think that's fantastic. What is the best way for our listeners to get more information, Dan and Jeff, on anything that you guys do, or particularly like the franchise opportunity itself? Is there any websites that they should go to?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the best way is to the website, and there's two avenues. They can check out everything about the business at wagandwash.com.
Okay.
WAGNWASH.com. And specifically for franchise information, there's either a link to it from the main site, or you can go franchise.wagandwash.com.
Easy enough. And I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. It was a privilege to talk to you. And I'd already like to invite both of you to come back on the show next year as you continue to grow. We're going to be watching you.
Thanks. We'd love to tell you about our growth.
Thanks, Dan and
Jeff.
You have a great day. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Get some money.
Thanks, friend.